USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Everyone knows that it's not over.
That's Hawaii's governor speaking as officials on the Big Island say they're preparing to evacuate more people as the Kilauea volcano continues to erupt and fissures continue to spread, sending toxic fumes through residential areas. About 1,700 people have already left their homes. One man who lives just yards from the flowing lava says he's not going anywhere.
I'll stay here until I can't stay anymore.
That is heard on CBS News. President Trump's to announce at 2 o'clock Eastern whether he's withdrawing the United States from the Iran nuclear deal, an agreement that he's called insane and ridiculous ever since he was running for the White House. He says it doesn't fully curb Iran's ability to enrich uranium and says many of its nuclear prohibitions expire after 15 years. This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using my pillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
A moderate earthquake shakes California today and is felt as far north as southern Oregon at about 5 a.m. local time. Reports are it was a 4.4 magnitude, centered 57 miles east of Riverside. No reports of injuries or damage, but it sparked a flurry of social media activity. A bombshell announcement from New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman late yesterday. The Democrat says he's resigning amid accusations of sexual assault from four women who made the allegations in a piece in the New Yorker magazine. Co-author of the piece, Jane Meyer, says the four say it happened when they were in romantic relationships with him. However,
they say that this was non-consensual and they were subjected to it over and over.
She was speaking on MSNBC. Oil prices falling back from 3.5-year highs as investors await the president's announcement on whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. If he does, it could reimpose sanctions and Iran's oil production could fall dramatically within a half year. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Thousands of medical workers in the state of California joining a strike today by the University of California's employees, a move that's disrupting thousands of non-critical surgeries and medical appointments across the state. The university workers are striking over a contract that they claim would increase the age of retirement while also upping their health care premiums. The California Nurses Association's participating in a sympathy strike as well. The strikes are expected to continue at least through tomorrow. First Lady Melania Trump outlines her new campaign for the future of America's children. It's called Be Best.
Children can be less prepared to express or manage their emotions and oftentimes turn to forms of destructive or addictive behavior.
The new campaign focusing on social, emotional, and physical health for children. The First Lady saying one of the keys is to teach kids how to behave on social media. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
And in the face of a national opioid abuse epidemic, Walmart is tightening its opioid prescription policy, saying that within the next 60 days, it will start limiting new opioid prescriptions to 7 days and dosages to 50 morphine milligram equivalents per day, also requiring prescriptions be filled out electronically as another way to prevent fraud. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.